Three of those informal Metaportage arrangements I was mentioning, so as part of their proposal, Hanson, along with, they have some subs who have served as primes before, Parsons Transportation Group and Jacobs Engineering, they've all agreed to provide meaningful mentorship and assistance to three of their DV partners on this contract, and those three DV partners are DV Sterling, GSG Consultants, and the 2IM Group. They're not going to get a 5% credit for the Metaportage work that they're doing with that, but we did recognize that, you know, it was could provide some valuable assistance to those firms.
Is there any oversight or subcontracting of quality assurance, control on any of these oversight? This would be a previous they'll do design, but I mean, will they have any of the field techs out doing
no.
it? No.
They just do the design aspect of our work here. They're just getting their sole deliverable that they need to provide us with is plans and specs so that we can put them up for advertising for construction. So item four is the last of these I-90 design contracts. This is professional services for design related to reconstruction and widening of the roadway and 14 structures on the GNAS between Genoa Road and I-39, that's 7.6 miles. Award is recommended to MLFG Joint Venture in the amount of $7,950,000. The MLFG Joint Venture includes McClure Engineering, H.W. Lochner, and Fair Graham. Fair Graham is a new prime consultant for the tollway. The joint venture, in this case, also has agreed to informal Metaportage arrangements with two of their DB firms, Artisan Consulting Engineers and Atlas Engineering Group, and each firm is going to participate in at least 5% of the work. The prime is not expected to get any credit for that Metaportage help that they're going to provide.
I'm seeing more joint ventures here, which is good for diversity in the program and more firms basically doing work. Is that a result of our commitment to diversity and wanting to see new firms?
I think it's twofold. We have been communicating that message to the consulting community about how important Metaportages are for us with respect to DBE partners, and then also we also were just communicating that, you know, we're trying to get work out to them. We know that, you know, they are hungry for work, and we were encouraging them to team up so that we could, you know, kind of involve as many people as we can and split up the, you know, the funding amongst as many firms as we could.
And on the firms too, the joint ventures, and I know, are we getting the A team, so to speak? Are we getting the best qualified people? I know some, and it's good to see the diversity here, because then, you know, one firm's it's getting spread over, so not one person's exhausting all their manpower, so to speak, as far as their leads on those projects.
In every case, we are definitely getting their A team, getting the best firms involved.
Okay.
Item five is a professional service contract for design and construction management services. This is for some ramp reconstructions that we have planned at three locations on I-88 and one location on I-90. That's the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway. Award is recommended to Environmental Design International in the amount of $944,242.72, and EDI is one of those MWBE primes that we selected. Item six is a professional service contract similar to five. This is for design and construction management services related to ramp reconstruction at eight locations on the Tri-State Tollway. Award is recommended to TAPS Ramp Partners. This is a joint venture in the amount of $2,500,000. This joint venture includes Thomas Engineering Group and an MBE firm, HPS Consulting, who is also a new prime to the tollway. So Director Schmini, in these last two cases, they're doing design and construction management services, so they will be doing some quality assurance testing for us.
They're aware of the PLA and the place for this group.
Yes, all these firms are. Item seven is a system-wide professional service contract for surveying and land acquisition services. This contract is an upon request type contract where work is assigned by task orders. These task orders are primarily going to support our efforts on the Elgin O'Hare, on I-294-57, and on the I-90 corridor. Those are the three program projects that we're focused on right now. They also can do work at other locations as necessary. Award is recommended to Rudiger, Tonelli, and Associates in amount not to exceed $3,400,000. They've committed to exceeding our DB goal on this contract, and the proposal, their proposal involves four new sub-consultants to the total.
Paul, do we ever have any issues with sub-consultants? I've seen a couple of times, I think once or twice I've seen the same sub-consultants with some of the joint ventures. Is that ever an issue that the sub-consultants can spread too thin? Or I saw Wing Engineering on two on the Trans Systems for $8 million. I saw them on the next one for $2
million. Yes, but the sub-consultant, I mean, because they're a sub-consultant, at least we know that the prime will be able to manage, you know, the workload a little better, or fill in the gap for them if they do get overtasked. We haven't specifically tracked like how many times they're listed as a subconsultant on a project, because, you know, in a subconsultant role, they may only be doing 1%, they could be doing 10%, so
we put the onus on the prime to manage delivery.
It's true that our contract is only with the prime, so we haven't run into the problem where they've come back to us and said our sub can't meet our commitment. That hasn't happened in the past, you know, 10 years.
Okay.
Item 8 is a system-wide professional service contract. This is for utility relocation assistance. This contract is an upon request type contract where work is assigned by task orders. These task orders, once again, are going to be supporting our efforts on the Elgin O'Hare 294-57 or I-90 as necessary. Award is recommended to the TBE Group in amount not to exceed $2 million. The TVE Group is a new firm to the tollway. Item 9 is a system-wide professional service contract for geotechnical services. So this contract is an upon request type contract also. Once again, supporting those major work corridors that I mentioned. Award is recommended to Everest Engineering Company in amount not to exceed $3 million. And Everest Engineering is an MBE firm, and they are also a new prime to the tollway. Item number 10 is the last professional service contract. This is for materials engineering services. This contract is an upon request type contract where work is assigned by task orders. These task orders will support our efforts on those corridors I mentioned, Elgin O'Hare 294-57 and I-90. Award is recommended to State Testing in an amount not to exceed $2,250,000. They've agreed to meet our DB goal, and their proposal also includes two subs that are new to tollway work.
Who are their subs?
Their subs, I know, are
Material Service Testing.
Yeah, Material Service Testing and CTL Group, I believe, is the other one that is the new one. Item 11, this is a supplement. And the supplement is the amount of $1,403,708, and it's the Dalcan Corporation. The term of this contract has already been established by the board and approved by the board, and it's from September 2003 and extends through September 2013. This contract has two pieces to it. The upgrade or enhancement portion, which is like the capital part of this project, and also the maintenance and operations portion. The maintenance and operation portion was already approved by the board, and it's funded through September 2013. So that has already been brought to the board prior to this. The capital portion, we decided back in 2009 that we would fund and present this to the board on an annual basis. So it's termed a supplement, but really it was an agreed to process back in 2009 that since we fund the capital portion of this project on an annual basis through engineering's non-CRP budget, we said, you know, it should compete against all the other projects that engineering wants to do, and we would set aside funding and bring it to the board annually. At this time, we have 19 months roughly remaining before the contract is going to expire. We've identified all the remaining capital improvements that we would like to do in this project. Engineering has included $700,000 in its 2012 budget. The remainder of the portion over the 700 would have to be funded in the 2013 budget. It would be solely contingent upon, you know, how much money gets approved in that budget. The work funded by this supplement is going to improve interoperability, performance, and stability of the tollways, traffic, and incident management system. This is going to allow us to complete upgrades that are going to further allow us to open up this system and create an open architectural platform so that when we go out and recompete this work, it will be open to the maximum amount of firms, and the maximum amount of firms would be able to respond to our RFP for this work.
So we've already started to develop the RFP.
Yeah, and we've already started this RFP. We know from John's presentation it takes a long time to get through the RFP process, but we've started it, and you know, we're hopeful, you know, in less than 218 days we will, you know, be able to get something lined up. We have a very detailed list of all the enhancements and upgrades that we plan to do on this contract, but just some small examples would be, we're going to upgrade the map system that we use as the base map for this system. I mean, this is the system that you go down in our traffic operations center on the second floor, displays the whole system, we keep track of all the incidents on the system, you know, we can monitor how the system is performing from a traffic perspective. It's very critical to our operations. We rely on it pretty heavily during snow and ice operations. So they're going to update the map system, so it'll be consistent with our GIS system and also the system that dispatch uses. I wish it had been developed that way to begin with. You know, it wasn't. It's going to be based on a more Google type map. We're also going to be using it to implement some smart work zones. And these smart work zones really just help us communicate with ITS devices in the field that can monitor traffic going through construction work zones. We feel that that's going to be allow us to provide.
When you say monitor, looking for what types of?
So it'll be able to detect, you know, if there's stop traffic or if there's really slow traffic, and it's going to allow us to take that information and implement it or digest it and implement messages on advanced signage so that people know, hey, you're approaching a work zone with stop traffic in it. You know, slow down and be aware of what's ahead. So we think that's a critical safety improvement. We also have 17 weather stations that are distributed throughout the tollway system. They help us monitor what the pavement conditions are, especially during snow and ice operations. And this is going to help us integrate this weather system, these weather stations, and some information from the National Weather Service into our TIM Center so that those things will be able to feed into the TIM Center automatically. Right now, if we want to get the National Weather Service in, we have to, you know, log on the website just like everybody else does. But this is a critical component of our TIM system.
So, but it's really the final phase of improvements that get us to the point where we can have and go out with a solicitation for new service that ideally we'd have a multitude of vendors that could.
Yes, and it has to be completed before September 2013, yeah. Or we're going to be doing without the service completed.
Why don't you do item 12, upon release for a tangible, take it separately.
Okay.
We'll just finish here.
So item 12 is a request for final release of retainage. This is an amount of $108,500. It's on contract 5227 with Walsh Construction. This contract provided roadway and bridge construction mostly on the northbound Tri-State Tollway from Route 60 to Route 176. They also built the off-site stormwater storage facility for us at Atkinson and Dillies Road. This contract has been completed under budget. You will see that there was a shortfall on the DD goal there. They did provide us with documentation, which both the engineering and the diversity department has approved, and diversity has agreed to a waiver of that shortfall. In addition, this contract does have a potential settlement issue, which is also going to be discussed with the committee during the legal portion of this meeting.
Thanks, Paul. Let's take item number one under engineering, separately from everything else, award a contract to R.W. Donovan and Company for roadway pavement rehab and diamond grinding. Do I hear a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes and moves to the consent agenda. Item 2 through 11, for acceptance of proposals. Motion to approve.
Motion made.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes and moves to the consent agenda. Item number 12, final release of retainage. There are motion to approve.
Motion made.
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes and moves to the consent agenda. Thank you. Legal.
Thank you. Legal has 5 items for your consideration to be placed in the consent agenda. Items 3, 4, and 5, which will be discussed in executive session. Item 1 is an intergovernmental agreement with Village of Green Oaks. As Paul indicated earlier, the tollway is performing some diamond grinding work on the Tri-State Tollway near Half Day Road and Lake Cook Road. The tollway has agreed to perform the same work on a 1.85-mile portion of the Tri-State that is adjacent to the Village of Green Oaks. The Village of Green Oaks will reimburse the tollway for the cost of this work. $400,000 will be paid up front. The balance, based upon actual cost of the work, will be paid by the end of the year. It should be noted that the actual bids have come in significantly lower than the original estimate. Paul can speak to that maybe. In any event, whatever the cost is, they will reimburse the balance by the end of the year.
So this was, you know, is an example of a partnership with the Village of Green Oaks. We've worked with them before on noise walls. They did ask for some additional, you know, work, and because we were going to be in that area anyway doing some work, we did add some miles to the diamond grinding of the pavement, but it is, you know, something that is unique. I know Director Peterson has been involved because they are in Lake County, but we're, you know, excited about being able to provide the improvement, but are looking for reimbursement for all the costs by the end of the year. And so they're looking at the things doing their own bond issuance.
The tollway going to do the inspection of the work?
The tollway will be
the village's portion.
Yes, we are responsible for the entire, Paul can speak to it too, but you saw the contract that was approved earlier. We are taking responsibility for everything that's on our system, so they're reimbursing us for that additional cost for those additional miles.
You know, just for your information, Director, sitting here in the construction contracts, the testing is kind of split right now. The contractor themselves have to perform some of the testing. They do like the QC portion of the work, but we still have our construction managers do a little bit of QC and all the QA aspect of the work, so that's how we're covering the testing aspect.
All the questions.
Yes.
Okay, item 2 is an intergovernmental agreement with IDOT and Winnebago County in connection with IDOT's improvements to Interstate Route 90 from the Wisconsin state line to Rockton Road. Winnebago County has requested IDOT install traffic signals at the I-90 and Rockton Road interchange, and the tollway has agreed to pay for a share of the cost of traffic signal installation at the East Ramp Terminal, relocate 2 signs, and re-aim and recalibrate a remote traffic microwave sensor unit. The tollway's estimated contribution for work is $503,406. However, IDOT will receive a credit toward the monies it owes the tollway on other projects rather than the tollway making an actual payment for this work.
Any discussions on item 2? Should we take each item separately, improve items 1 separately and item 2 separately?
I think you can take them both.
Take them both together. Let's move on items under legal, items 1 and 2. For approval of 2 intergovernmental agreements. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes and moves to the consent agenda. Items 3 through 5 under legal are going to be deferred for discussion to executive session?
Correct.
Okay. Any unfinished business? Anyone? Any new business?
I could just get a little bit of clarification on the Finance Committee. I know I'm new to the board. The Finance Committee is made up of Chair Peterson, Banks, and myself when it first started. So I just kind of want to get some clarification when somebody's not going to be here Do we get a replacement for them? Because I know, I remember last month it was Board Chair Wolf, but I didn't hear her called on the roll call today. Today's Director Sweeney. So is that Director Sweeney now on the Finance Committee moving forward? Or has that changed?
Just when one of the directors isn't able to make it, and we'll make sure that...
Is it because we need three for a quorum, or...
Yeah.
So if I'm not going to be here, just a matter of notify you, then...
Then we can make sure that there are...
Somebody will come in my place.
Yes, we can make sure that somebody is substituted.
Okay.
And internees can send out notice. We did get kind of last-minute notice that Director Banks was not going to be able to attend, but we'll make sure that all the directors are notified if you could make that.
I just want to make sure how it was, because the Finance Committee has been changing every month here, and I just kind of want to see how it's going to move forward this way.
Right.
Thank you.
Other than that, I wanted to basically point out Engineering Paul and your group. I'm very pleased to see the diversification moving forward in the joint ventures that I'm seeing here, and all the new 51 new firms in this last bullet of January bulletin. So kudos to your group and your team for making a concerted effort to focus on diversity and new firms and in the program. I know there's a lot, you have a lot of work, a lot of responsibility, and appreciate you taking that. Moving it forward.
I wanted to say that, you know, we haven't forgotten about the unbundling issue either, and engineering's been working very closely with Gustavo, and we have had many meetings been scheduled with a lot of the interested parties or the assist agencies, so we will be getting back to you on that too in the near future.
Thank you. At this time, I guess we'll motion move to executive
right.
session.
As I indicated, items 3, 4, and 5 on the legal agenda, discuss an executive session pursuant to Section 2C5 and 11 of the Illinois Open Meetings Act as it relates to property acquisition and anticipated litigation. Need a motion to move into executive session.
So
moved.
Need a second? All in favor say
aye.
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 Opposed? We are now in executive session.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Under legal, items 3, 4, and 5, I need a motion to move to the consent agenda for approval. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is approved and moves to the consent agenda. Any other business? No? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.